Hello, welcome back to the podcast lesson for advanced beginners course. 我是 Katrina. In today's lesson, we're going to talk about the conversation. 欢迎来我家 Welcome to my home. And let's get started. So the first one, A says, Hello, 欢迎欢迎请进这是我的新家 So hello is basically like English. And 欢迎 sometimes we say twice.To show our hospitality. So, 欢迎欢迎 welcome. 请进进 means to come in. So, please come in. 这是我的新家 This is my new home. 新家 new home. So, when you go to somebody's place, like housewarming party or housewarming visit, you have to bring some gifts, right? So, 礼物 gift.So the next person, B says, 谢谢,这是我买的红酒。This is the red wine that I bought. 我买的 to modify the noun, 红酒。是给你的礼物。So this is the gift for you. So as you can see that in this structure, you have 是的。是给你的 This is for you 是给你的礼物 So when we are using the structure 是的there's a function is that we emphasize the statement So this is for you And the next one is 哎呀 Okay, so this is a very I would say a very Chinese expression or Taiwanese expression like 哎呀 You don't have to do that 哎呀 You knowI forgot something. So, when you want to show your expression, then you can say, 哎呀, you know. Sometimes we say, 哎呀, I forgot something. Or, 哎呀, I, you know, do something wrong. It's kind of like, oops, you know, in English. But in this case, it's, oh, you know. So, it could be like, oh, or oops in English. And in Mandarin, we would say, 哎呀.Okay, I think it's a very cute, you know, expression. 干嘛这么客气? I think 干嘛 is a very, very super colloquial way. It could be, you know, in different situations. So, 干嘛 could mean why. 干嘛这么客气?这么客气 like so polite. So, why you're being so polite?So it could be in English, we could say, oh, you shouldn't have, you're too, you know, polite. But here is, why are you so polite? But this is not really a question, means that it's just like you shouldn't be so polite. So, 干嘛这么客气? So why you're so polite? 干嘛? And sometimes we can use 干嘛 as a phrase like,If someone is doing something weird and or you want to say, what are you doing? 干嘛? You can say, 你干嘛? What are you doing? 你干嘛? So, or someone is picking on you, annoying you, and you feel like, oh, you're so annoying. 你干嘛? What are you doing? So, this is a very colloquial way. Do remember that don't say this to your...don't say this to your boss or to someone you respect or to professor because this is super casual. 干嘛这么客气? Why you're so polite? You shouldn't have. 你太客气了。太了。It's like too. So you're too polite. 快进来。So this is our expression or our reaction when we receive a gift and we want to show our surprise and I saying, oh, you shouldn't have, you're so polite. So this is the way we say it. 你太客气了 You're too polite. You shouldn't have done this. Okay. And the next one, 哇 Okay. 你的家看起来很舒服 So起来 if you check this in the dictionary, it means up. But 看起来 here is a grammar. 看 is a verb to look. So verb plus 起来 means that when you're doing something, you express how you feel. So here is the example. 你的家 your home, your house, your place.看起来 when I look at it, I feel 很舒服 So, 你的家看起来很舒服 We can translate that Your place looks very comfortable It looks very 看起来 da 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 It looks very da 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 Once again 看起来 da 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 It looks very da 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 Okay And then you could also say with another verb For example 听起来 Sounds like da 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 听T-I-N-G, first tone. 听 So if you say 听起来 it means it sounds like, okay, 听起来很好 it sounds really good. Okay, maybe it's an idea or anything, it sounds good. 听起来很好 So you can change the verb here. So 看起来很舒服 it looks really comfortable.而且 and plus in addition 而且又大又干净 Remember when you had to an adjective here you had to use this structure 又 and 又 So 又大又干净 It's big and it's clean Do not use 汉 or 和 Okay because it connects nouns not adjective hereAnd the next one, oh, 谢谢、我很喜欢这个新的地方 I really like this new place. I think it's really the same expression as in English, like、this new place, 地方 could be really a place or a house. And the next one, 因为我在家工作的时间很I think if you know every word here, it shouldn't be so hard to understand because I at home working time a lot because I work a lot、of time from home. 所以我一直想要一个大一点的公寓 So I've been wanting to have a bigger apartment. So 大一点 big a little, literally. 大一点 means、bigger. And 一直 means constantly.So you can put a verb after 一直 So 我一直 I've constantly I have been 想要 would like to have a bigger apartment So a literal translation it is I have constantly wanting or would like to have a bigger apartment means I've always wanted to have a bigger apartment So here ifYou want to say, I've always wanted something. You could use this expression, 我一直想要 something, something, okay?、for example, you could say, 我一直想要一个公寓。I've always wanted an apartment. 我一直想要 da da da. I've always wanted something, something. And the next one, 对呀。This is a very native expression when you agree with somebody with a little bit enthusiasm. You can say, yeah, 对呀、啊、对呀、啊、that's right. 大一点住起来比较舒服。So here we see verb and 起来 again. So when you live and you feel more comfortable, so 大一点 means bigger.So here we don't have the subject. The subject is the apartment, 公寓. So the place, if your place is bigger, 大一点, 住起来. So when you live, it feels more comfortable when you live in this place, in a bigger place. So let me rephrase it again in English. So 大一点住起来比较舒服. We could say, it feels more comfortable to liveIn an apartment which is bigger. So, 住起来 to live, okay, 住起来比较舒服 feels more comfortable when you live in a bigger apartment. 真的 okay, this is a very native Mandarin speaking, you know, expression. 真的 when you want to say, yeah, right, or like for sure, you can say 真的 like you can't agree more, I would say. When someone give a statement, and then you want to say, you know what, I can't agree more, 真的真的 So, the literal translation is real, yeah, but it's like, you know, I can't agree more, 真的 Oh, 对了 Oh, by the way, 对了 你想喝什么 ？Would you like to drink？ 我家有水、咖啡、茶和啤酒。So my house has. Okay. Remember, we use 有 as in to possess, to have something or existence. So there's coffee, water, tea, and beer. In my house, we have these. Okay. So what would you like to drink? 我想喝茶。I would like to drink tea. Thank you. 谢谢。你等我一下。So 等我。Wait for me. We don't have the preposition for in Mandarin. Just wait me. You wait me. 你等我一下。A short moment. A little bit. So wait for me for a second. Okay. Wait for a second. 你等我一下。Wait for a second. 我去拿。Literally, I go take. 拿 means to take.To carry, so 我去拿 I go get it. So if you want to say I go get something, or for example, I go get the coffee, let me go get the coffee. So you would say 我去拿咖啡 let me go get some water, 我去拿水 let me go get the beer, 我去拿啤酒 So this is definitely a very useful expression here. SoFinally, we finished this podcast lesson. I hope you understand and it helps. And if you have any question, please don't forget to leave a comment below. And don't forget to do the translation practice. It will definitely help you a lot with creating sentences and to improve your Mandarin. Until then, I will see you next time. 再见。